The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 The Game, breaking news. Breaking news on 92.9 The Game is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
It is official. Bill Belichick will become the next head coach of the University of North Carolina. This is being reported by various sources, including Pete Thamel. But we've been telling you all day that they were close and there were some things that needed to be worked out. And, Mike, let's talk about this because, listen, we've been going back and forth over the last few days. I do not feel like, okay, and we'll see. He's going to get – we don't know the term. We don't know what's going to happen as far as the money involved and all of that. But when this is all said and done, let's have a conversation about what he did at the college level. Belichick is going back to a school where his father served as an assistant coach in the 1950s, if you're wondering why there's a connection there.
Okay.
All right. But, Mike, six-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick finalizing a deal to become the new head coach at North Carolina.
And he's never, ever been a coach in college. He was obviously around his dad's teams, including the team at Annapolis that Bill always refers back to his dad's time at Navy. But it just didn't make a lot of sense to me. It made no sense when Bill Walsh went back to Stanford.
I agree.
And won seven games his last 2 years. It made no sense when Herm Edwards went to Arizona State in his late 60s and eventually got them nearly in trouble with the NCAA and didn't win much games either. This makes no sense. Not to mention the fact that you're tethered to a guy who's going to be 73 in the spring, who might be the greatest NFL coach of all time, but he's never done this, and he's also got a list of demands as big as a phone book. He literally came with a 400-page, I should say, might as well, list of how he wants things done. We called it the Bill Belichick UNC Manifesto earlier. So he wants to have total control over. That's to be expected. And you've also, did they sign off on his son, Stephen Belichick, taking over as head coach?
They had to.
So he's coach in waiting.
They had to.
And by the way, the coach in waiting thing, it's never worked anytime, anywhere, other than Jimbo Fisher at Florida State, whether it's a son or not. Remember when, Bobby Knight set up his son, Pat, at that's Texas right. Tech and then quit.
Sure did.
You know, I don't buy it.
So that's the news. So for everybody who said, Belichick will be back in the NFL, slow your roll. He's in college now. And, Mike, he's got a lot of work to do. We don't know what his staff's going to look like, but it's Belichick. He'll hire a competent staff. I am just more convinced about his ability to win and win at a high level. If you take this job, Belichick goes to UNC, guys, and wins seven games, who cares? Mike, you're hiring Bill Belichick to do what? To get into the college football playoff, to win the ACC, to revitalize the program and be one of, if not the best programs in college football. You know who that's been in the ACC? It's been Clemson. And I don't know right now with where Miami is, and we'll see how they continue to build. And, guys, SMU just came into the conference and won it. So for all the conversation, one of the best teams, for all the conversation about Belichick, Mike, this is not a gimme.
No, it is a win of all the conferences he could have joined. It's a winnable conference.
I agree.
To your point.
I agree.
Give me the Tom Brady audio that we played earlier. This is from yesterday. He was on a podcast and he was talking. They were going round and round about the idea of Belichick in college. I thought it was kind of, he was being tongue in cheek, but he brings some valid points. Belichick on the recruiting trail. Belichick dealing with some of the things that Michigan just dealt with, where the incoming quarterback basically dictated who the offensive coordinator is going to be. You're stepping into that world. Take a listen.
Can you imagine him coaching college?
No.
Absolutely not.
I think there's a lot of things he could do, and obviously he's tremendous, and even showing his personality. But getting out there on the recruiting trail and dealing with all these college kids, that
could
would be.
Could you imagine
with NIL? Yeah. Like,
could you imagine Bill on a couch?
Listen,
recruiting an 18-year-old?
You really want to come here? I mean, we don't really want you anyway, but I mean, I guess you could come. We'll figure out if you play.
If you bring your parents and use them as a third party, you're gone. You're off the team. We're direct.
And that was actually Fox NFL with Gronk and company, by the way. Not the podcast. It was a broadcast.
On the pregame show, 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Big O, what you got, man?
How does he deal with college media? I know NFL media is one thing. College media can be a little bit different because...
Oh, he just rolls right over like they're not even there.
But it's not just like the actual, like, you're dealing with college kids. Like, some college students going to be asking him tough questions after losses and games and things like
that. He'll shut it down. But believe me, we've seen these kids. Now, there's an entire generation of folks who don't even understand the temperature in the room and the questions that we see with Saban. Saban's had to answer questions from kids from the school newspaper.
Yeah.
Belichick will be like, you kidding me? He'll throw him a glare and he'll shut it right down.
The whole recruiting thing, like seriously, I think it's going to be his way or the highway, right? And the thing with that is, in college, you need them more than they need you. I don't know if he gets that yet. And here's why you have to placate two 18 and 19-year-olds. I lived it. If you don't, Mike, you don't get the stars who tell the other kids, this is where you need to be. It is that game that you have to – there's a balance. And when you are Georgia, for example, and you're winning at a high level and you're sending guys to the NFL, and I know part of this pitch is, well, look at all the guys he coached in the NFL. Yes, in the NFL. And now he's got to develop guys and put them in the NFL and show that he's able to do that. But Kirby can be, and I've said this time and time again, very selective, and he is. But you got to get to the point where you're doing what Georgia's doing and you are the program. You can't be that damn selective when you're UNC right now because, well, we're UNC and we got Bill Belichick. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
Inheriting a class because of the turnover once Mack Brown was dismissed of a 90th, by the way, as far as from rivals in the recruiting ranking because there was so much turnover and kids moved out off their commitment. Article in the Sporting News also said, and there was an internal struggle in the Board of Trustees amongst it. Some guys were lukewarm to this idea. They also talked about, remember, they brought Mack Brown back. And Mack Brown said he would know when it was time to leave. And when he didn't know it was time to leave, after going 6-6, they moved him out.
He didn't want to go. Well, there was a game this year, real quick.
The James Madison game.
Where he asked his kids, do you want me to stay?
Right. Well, but that's what he expected kids
and,
to say.
And everybody was like, coach, it's in your fault. We blew it. And he was like, if you guys want me to go. And then he came back the next week, to your point. It was like, well, I'm going to stay.
But that's like WWE. Do you really want me to go? I mean, come on. In the case of...
Because everybody was blaming him.
But it's like the buck stops. But the athletic director, they fired him along with the chancellor from phone, by the way, from Maui. They were out there with the basketball team.
Yeah, they were.
And there's been a lot of folks that say the Board of Trustees is not happy with their athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, because apparently they're not getting accurate numbers from some of the things that the sports, the athletic department is doing with some of the different sports. I would imagine football. So sounds like somebody's counting beans. Some people not happy with the direction of it. Now you just threw Bill Belichick in there with all his demands. Interesting.
Yeah, and here's the thing about the age part of it. And again, I'm not an age discriminate guy. I'm just not. If you're 20 and you can do the job, do it. If you're 72, you can do it. But Mike, there is a certain energy that goes along with staying up on all of this stuff in your program and with college football. And at 72 years old, again, is this just a lot of reporting to Bill? Or is this Bill being active and involved?
Well, he certainly, as we joked around yesterday, had enough off time when he wasn't antiquing in Nantucket or riding bikes with his girlfriend to put together his thesis, if you will, for how he's going to fix Carolina football. I don't know, man. To me, this makes less than zero sense. I think you would wait for the NFL hiring cycle to come out and you throw your hat in that ring. Because you don't get to pass Don Shula coaching the Tar Heels for all-time wins. I don't get it. He's like, he's the greatest NFL coach of all time, save maybe for Lombardi.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.